Welcome to Pondberry Island, where dungeons, crypts, and hidden places teem with peril and secrets. Beatrice, Alice, and Punch have founded their very own dungeon-clearing business, and they fearlessly delve into the shadows, uncovering the mysteries that lurk beneath. Stay tuned, for the Dungeon Crashers are here to light the way. For a price. Episode 7. Oh no, we've made a huge mistake. Without stopping, the Dungeon Crashers traveled to Newcastle from Thames Forest. By the time they reached Sparkle Dungeon, they were completely drained of energy. They stumbled through the door and slumped into some nearby chairs. Dina stood up from her desk and approached them.
Whoa, you three look rough. You need a doctor or something?
Dina leaned in close, looking for signs of injury.
No, we're just super tired, said Beatrice. We went from Ravenwood last night to Thames Forest and now here. Haven't slept in a while.
Beatrice, with her eyes half closed, pulled out the bag full of gold coins and handed it to Dina. Dina took it and peeked inside.
What's this? She asked. 1,000 gold coins, said Beatrice. Or maybe not, exactly. We didn't take the time to count it all.
Dina dumped the bag out onto a nearby desk, and the other members of Sparkle Dungeon surrounded the table to get a look. The coins were so new and shiny they practically glowed.
Just wow, said Dina.
Sparkle Dungeon did a lot of work. Lots of money was nothing new to them. But they didn't often see it all in one place, and they were a bit stunned that the three dirty, practically sleeping teenage girls had actually been the ones to pull this off. But before they could properly celebrate, or get in a good nap, someone burst through the doors of Sparkle Dungeon.
You!
The woman yelled, pointing at Beatrice, Alice, and Punch, sitting nearby. The Dungeon Crashers snapped out of their foggy state and turned to see who was yelling. It was Galfamina Broadmoor. She looked just as tired as they did, and way angrier. She was dressed partly in the clothes she wore during the performance, and partly in regular clothes. It was quickly clear that, in the process of getting dressed after the performance, she discovered her amulet missing, and rushed off to find the culprits.
You stole my amulet! Where is it? Galfamina roared.
Everyone looked to Beatrice, who answered,
But you stole that amulet from the old lady, and we were just stealing it back.
The color drained from Galfamina's face. It looked like she lost her breath.
You didn't. Where is it? Where's the amulet right now?
Now Beatrice was feeling a bit lightheaded herself. The lack of sleep and excitement was getting to her, and she was just realizing that she hadn't eaten in nearly a day.
Well, I don't know, exactly. We don't know, said Beatrice. We gave it to the old lady in Thames Forest. She hired us. Or actually, she hired Sparkle Dungeon, and Sparkle Dungeon hired...
You have no idea what you've done, do you, little girl?
Interrupted Galfamina. She then looked up and addressed everyone in the room, all the Sparkle Dungeon employees. Everyone was looking at her now.
None of you have any idea what you've done, do you? I had her trapped in Thames Forest. She would have stayed trapped there forever. And now she's out on Pondberry Island doing all manner of evil things.
I'm sorry, Dina of Sparkle Dungeon stepped forward. I'm Dina. I work here at Sparkle Dungeon, and whatever has been done can be undone. Or whatever has been undone can be redone. Just tell us the whole thing. What's going on here?
The amulet these kids stole kept Yella from leaving Thames Forest. She was trapped there.
She's bad, began Galfamina. Many years ago, in my youth, I was Yella's apprentice. She was a necromancer.
At the mention of the word necromancer, everyone's eyes went wide. It was like the air went out of the room and everyone held their breath.
Necromancy? Asked Beatrice. You mean dead magic?
I know. Necromancy was outlawed years ago, but I was young and I thought I could control it, said Galfamina with regret.
She plopped into a nearby chair.
I abandoned the practice long ago, but Yella, she kept at it, and kept at it. She lost control of her powers and began to...
She found a way to take years from people and keep them to herself.
What does that mean, take years from people? Asked Dina.
Exactly what it sounds like, answered Galfamina. She could take years off the end of a person's life and add them to her own life, usually without them even knowing.
I don't know how many times she did it, but once I found out, I knew I had to do something.
So I tricked her. I stole her essence and trapped it in that amulet and cursed her to Thames Forest. She still had all those years she stole. Who knows how long she'll live. But with her essence trapped in that amulet, her magic was weakened.
Well, isn't she still cursed to live in Thames Forest? Asked Dina.
A curse is no small thing.
It is to her, said Galfamina. Now that she has her essence back, she can break the curse easily and... Well, who knows where she is now? Probably hunting me down as we speak, seeking her revenge.
Moments ago, Galfamina was yelling and angry. Now she was defeated, slumped down in her chair. She looked like she'd given up.
Well, there's got to be something we can do, said Beatrice. Maybe you remember some other curses and we can, like, trap her someplace and curse her again or something.
Galfamina said nothing. No one did. For a few minutes, the room was silent. Magic was rare on Pondberry Island. Sure, you could find potions and such things here and there, but there weren't wizards walking around and screeching crows turning into witches and all that. Magic was something most people were afraid of, especially necromancy. It was the magic of the dead. It was the dark magic they usually ended up fighting against in dungeons and crypts. And it corrupted whoever tried to master it, turning them into evil beings with nasty intentions. A powerful necromancer on the loose could ruin Pondberry Island.
What about her true name? Said Alice.
Everyone looked to Alice.
Beatrice asked, What do you mean? The old lady said her name had been lost to time or something.
Galfamina perked up.
Her true name.
That could work, but I don't know how we would ever find that out. Yella is probably hundreds of years old. It's possible her true name isn't even written down anywhere. It's possible no one knows her true name.
Okay, can someone please tell me what this is all about, this true name stuff? Said Beatrice.
Galfamina answered. Everyone has a true name. It's not the name you're given at birth. It's the name that Mother Nature gives you. Most people never know their true name. It only presents itself to a spellcaster through practice of the mystical arts.
So if you do a bunch of magic, then you might learn your true name? Asked Punch.
Well, that's a simplified version, but yes, that's basically it, answered Galfamina.
But I don't understand how that helps us, said Beatrice.
If you know a person's true name, then you can control them, said Galfamina.
Again, the room went quiet as everyone considered the possibilities of true names.
Galfamina then noticed the big stack of money on the desk. She walked over and picked up a few of the coins, rolling them in her fingers and examining their shine.
I assume this is what Yella paid you for stealing the amulet? Asked Galfamina.
Yeah, said Beatrice. I'm sorry about that.
We are sorry about that, corrected Alice.
Yeah, sorry, said Punch. We wanted all that money, and we wanted to impress Sparkle Dungeon and everything.
Let this be a lesson to you, then, said Galfamina. You made a terrible mistake, and it is going to take all of our resources to set it right.
Out of curiosity, how did you find us? Asked Beatrice. We left Ravenwood before the play was even over and didn't stop or anything.
I realized the amulet was gone when I got back to my dressing room, said Galfamina. You were the only three unaccounted for, and it wasn't really difficult to track three panicked kids dressed up like trolls.
Beatrice, Alice, and Punch felt their cheeks get hot with embarrassment.
But let's shift our focus now. You're all in this as well, Galfamina said to the members of Sparkle Dungeon, who were still standing around listening.
Dina and the others snapped to attention and nodded.
You need to travel to Thames Forest and look for clues. Yella's long gone by now, but there may be something useful there. Start at the Dead Oak.
Galfamina then pointed to Alice.
You go to the library and pull everything you can find on Yella and the Thames Witch. You two come with me. We're going shopping.
Beatrice raised her hand as if she was in school.
Galfamina, I know this is super important and everything, but I think we all need some sleep.
Galfamina then remembered how tired she was as well.
Right?
We need rest. We meet back here tomorrow, first thing in the morning.
And with that, Galfamina turned and rushed out of the Sparkle Dungeon office. Beatrice, Alice, and Punch slumped back down in their chairs and fell fast asleep while Sparkle Dungeon worked at their desks nearby.